Count money, man. Money, stack man. Riches.
Trying told him I'm a beast, bud.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day. We're going to be going through the leadership principles, and we're going to be starting out with number 6. We went through 1 through 5 last week, so if you missed that one, go back to last week's episode, and we'll be covering the 10 principles we want to cover in leadership. 1 through 5 was last week. If you're here for both of them, thanks for joining us again on another episode of the Grindcast. And number 6 is going to be developing yourself in order to develop others. So leadership principle number 6 that we're going over is we got to develop ourselves well if we want to be able to develop others. Because what happens is when you're developing others, leaders, and you're dealing with a lot of people, you'll hear people say, well, I'm just drained. And I'm burnt out. And I think oftentimes that's because they're out of gas and they're drained because they're not pouring enough into themselves. You can't pour from an empty cup. And the more you have to pour, the more you need to pour into yourself. So if you have a lot of people you got to pour into, there's a lot of pouring into yourself. If you got a lot of stress you got to deal with, then there's a lot of pouring you got to do into yourself. And people skip that part. And you got to be selfish in order to be selfless, and you got to pour into yourself. And it also takes willpower, because pouring into yourself is usually not all the fun stuff. Like, pouring into yourself can consist of eating healthy the majority of the time, because it drastically affects your energy levels. It drastically affects your sleep. Like, if I don't eat, if I wear my Aura ring and I don't eat clean for the day, and I eat right before I go to bed, my recovery score on my ring is horrible, even if I get 7 hours of sleep. How do you think that affects my energy level the next day? How do you think that affects the people that I'm going to lead the next day? How do you think that affects the patience that I have for people that I lead the next day? My ability to pour into them, my enthusiasm, right? And so what most people do is they'll chalk that up and take no responsibility, and they'll say, I'm just drained, I'm burnt out, I'm sick of dealing with these people. Well, really, you're sick, but you're sick because you ate a bunch of junk and you ate too late, and so it zapped your energy, and so your cup isn't full and you're pouring from an empty cup, and so yeah, you're burned out. It's like your phone running on no battery. It don't work. You got to keep it plugged in. You got to plug it in when it gets low. And so we as a people need to constantly charge ourselves like people charge cell phones. People charge their phones up more than they charge themselves up. It takes hours. How long does it take to charge your cell phone if it's dead to get to 100%? So and those cell phones are another animal, you know, very impressive technology. But your body and your mind is way more impressive technology, and your spirit is way more impressive technology. How much time do you think that needs? And so you can't pour from an empty cup. And so you got to be able to pour into yourself first. Know what gets you in the zone. Okay, so for me, is maybe not exactly for you, but I'll tell you what gets me in the zone is getting to bed early and getting up early. Gets me in the zone. Eating clean, pushing myself in an exercise, hitting the sauna, listening to the word of God, praying, talking to God, breath work, typically the Wim Hof, a cold shower or a cold tub, not being rushed when I'm getting dressed and prepared from that moment. If I can start my day off like that, my cup is completely full and I'm ready to serve others and I'm ready to handle whatever the day sends my way. My mind and my attitude is in the right place. So that process right there, from the time I wake up to do it properly, takes me probably 3.5 hours. If you count, like, as soon as my eyeballs wake up, like my eyes open, start the clock, I need at least 3.5 hours to do all that. Because I got to, you know, I got to use the bathroom, I got to drink water, I got to get prepared, I got to get the car started, I got to, you know, all that stuff. 3.5 hours. So you got to look at how much time does it really take to get yourself in pinnacle peak performance. And if you don't want to take the time out, you have no idea how much you're leaving on the table that you could go out there and get for yourself in life and in business, because you're probably only functioning at 50% or 70%. Don't think that that's all you got, because if you're not doing that, guarantee you got a bunch of growth waiting for you if you go there. If you're doing it, make sure you're doing enough of it. Make sure you're doing it consistently, and look and ask yourself, do I feel my best, you know, more often than I don't? Number 7, be the nail before you're the hammer. So I was talking to an electrician today. I stopped and a guy was doing some work at our house and he knew my son was wrestling. So his son wrestled, both of his sons wrestle. One's real young and the other one is 13 years old. And both of them, it was their first year. So, you know, we were talking. So I said, well, how'd it go? And he said, well, they both basically, it was his first year. So the six-year-old, you know, he said he got beat a lot, you know. And then my 13-year-old, it was his first year. So he lost a lot, but he did have some positives. I said, well, did they say they want to do it next year? Does your 13-year-old, does he want to do it next year? Is he open? He said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, then that's a victory. That's a win. Because typically in the first year is the hardest. First year of football, tackle football is the hardest. First year of wrestling for kids is the hardest. My first year of jiu-jitsu as a grown man was the hardest. That I had to. Now I have to talk myself out of going because I want to train every day. Okay, so I have to talk myself out of going. In the first year, a lot of times I had to talk myself into going because I knew I was going to show up and I was going to get smashed most of the time. I was going to lose more than I won. I was going to be the nail for somebody else. And what happens in life, which mirrors that, is the only people that become hammers are the ones that started out a nail. And so if you want to be a hammer, you have to stay long enough as a nail in order to be a hammer. And guess what? Every time you want to be a bigger hammer and a better hammer, you go back to being a nail. So you want to be a good, you know, football player. You start out as a nail. You build yourself up. You're a hammer. You're the best one on your high school football team. You go to college. You go back to being a nail. You build up, you're the best, then you go to pro, then you're the nail again, then you're a fighter, you want to be good, you start out, you get your ass beat for sure, you know, starting out, you're an amateur, you're a nail, you're a nail, you're a nail, then you start to be a hammer for amateurs, then you go work up to pro, and you're somebody else's nail, and then you become a hammer. That's the way that the process goes in order to be the biggest hammer. Is you turn into a big hammer by having steps where you're different levels of being a hammer, but you have to be a nail through the process of going up. So if you haven't realized that yet, stop quitting things. You have to make it through the seasons of being a nail in order to have the season of being a hammer. What don't kill you only makes you stronger. What don't kill you only makes you a bigger beast. That's the way that you got to be able to see things. Look at every perspective, any adversity, any obstacle that you're going through, and find the positive and ask yourself, what does this make possible? Because you're either going to come out better or you're going to come out bitter in the end. We'll get to that. Number 8, communicate effectively. So in leadership, the worst communication typically happens when you're angry. It's easier said than done. I've blown this more times than I can count. But I know that staying calm usually gets you the best results. I heard a good friend of mine say it. Britton Costa said it one time, that when emotions are high, intelligence is low. Right? So when our emotions are high, our intelligence is low, and sometimes you don't get to take it back, what you did and what you said in the moment. So you got to stay calm in communication. There's going to be times where you're leading people and you want to do everything but stay calm, but you got to stay calm. Don't text people while you're angry. That's another one. Words can get misconstrued when you're angry. It's hard to understand text. You can't get your whole real emotions out. Try to talk in person, try to talk in FaceTime, but watch texting when you're angry. Don't be afraid to sleep on it. Give yourself a day when your emotions are high. Talk about it tomorrow. Aim to understand, then to be understood when you're upset. Try to empathize with other people. Put your feet in their shoes. Even if you wouldn't do the same thing, put your feet in their shoes. I didn't say put your feet in your shoes. Put your feet in their shoes. You know, sometimes, well, I would never do that. Well, maybe if you had their upbringing or their parents or their situation and you were them, you would do that. So just, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying empathize a little bit. Seek to understand, then to be understood. You could always be harder on people, but it's hard to take it back. Like, if I start out too hard and I do and say things that I don't mean, and then I got to retract and come backwards and apologize, sometimes the relationship is already damaged. When I start out with love and I'm a little slower to that, I could always feel like, all right, now they're just trying to take advantage of me. And you could turn it up. And you'll usually get a better outcome if you start here and then turn it up than starting here and trying to retract when it comes to the topic of communication. I'd rather over communicate than under communicate. I think if you have a big team, you try to get your close leaders that are around you before you plan out a quarter or plan out a month or whatever's going on. Try to get them around you and get everybody's feedback, share ideas. Every time I put a couple people around me that got a good business brain, four brains are better than one, three brains are better than one. We come up with better ideas when we're having conversations together. Number nine, inspire and motivate. In order to inspire and motivate, you got to have enthusiasm. Nobody wants to follow a tired, and I'm going to give it to you straight the way I gave it to them, a tired ass, yawning ass leader. Nobody wants to follow that. So if you choose to be a leader, you got to bring some energy. You got to bring some enthusiasm. You got to light yourself on fire. And you do that, like I went over, you do that by filling your cup up first. And the founder of our great company, American Income, founder Bernard Rappaport, said, in order to set fire to others, you must first set fire to yourself. In order to set fire to others, you must first set fire to who? Yourself. You got to bring enthusiasm. You got to have passion. Most of the people that I hire for services, you know, I'll give you an example, yoga, massage therapy, jiu-jitsu, doctor. Those four people that I'm thinking of right now make my life better. And I like dealing with them because they have enthusiasm for what they do and they're passionate about what they do. You could just feel it. I want to follow. I want to be around people that are passionate, that have energy for what they do. Guaranteed, sometimes they're dealing with people that are a pain in their butt too. It's always, you think it's sweet from the outside till you get on the inside. Every job, every situation has its own quirks to it. So they're choosing. You may think, oh, that's just because it's, you know, it's easy to do. It ain't easy to do nothing great. They're choosing to have enthusiasm. They're choosing to have passion. That they're fostering all that. And it shows. Number 10, embrace failure and learn from it. You got to be able to weather the storm. You got to be able to handle the weather when it's not perfect in your current situation or climate, because what most people do is they quit. Most people just quit. They give up. So when they quit and give up, the process has to start over again. Sometimes the weather, the season in your life that is rainy and cloudy and nasty and not fun, is just you're being planted in the ground and the water is going down into the soil, and the roots are going to come up and great things are going to happen from that. But you uproot the seed in the middle of the process and you go quit and go do something else, or you go quit too often. And so the plant, it never ends up growing to its fullest capability. And if you quit too many times, that seed gets damaged. You, the seed of your soul. Whereas if you just stick with it and you weather, you got to weather the storm, people. Because one thing's for sure, storms are coming. One of the old school songs I love is Sunny Days, Everybody Loves Them, But Tell Me, Baby, Can You Stand the Rain? I won't do it to you and sing it. I was tempted. I almost did. I almost started singing, but it's that bad. I should have just queued up the song. Maybe we could play that somehow, Josh. But Sunny Days, Everybody Loves Them. Tell Me, Can You Stand the Rain? That's the key. Because after the rain, guess what? After the rain comes sunshine again, and that's what brings growth. And so I want you guys to stand firm in the pocket. You gonna play it right now? Okay, turn it up. All right, we're good. There you go. So cue that up and listen to it. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. That's what the process is singing to you. That's a song for your relationships, but that's a song for your business. That's a song from the process to you. The process is singing that to you. It's Sunny Days, Everybody Loves Them, but we got to find out, can you handle the rain? We know this for sure, storms will come, but tell me, can you handle the rain? You cannot quit when the chips are down. You got two options when adversity comes. It's either going to make you bitter or it's going to make you better, but you're not going to stay the same. You don't get to stay the same. Once a storm comes, once adversity comes, you're either going to be bitter or you're going to be better. And guess what? The great news is you have an opportunity to choose, but you won't be able to stay the same. And the way to grow is to always choose better. It's going to make me better, but you got to look for it. You got to look for the ways it's going to make you better. It takes effort to find the ways it's going to make you better. Guess which one is easier? It's easier to become bitter. That's why most people don't ever become better. They don't keep climbing, because these storms come and eventually they get beat down and they just become bitter. Guess what the best practice is? Because somebody told me when I first started in the business, big dreams, Big devils. Small dreams, small devils. If you got big dreams, you got those big ones coming. And just like you build up to a title fight, what prepares you for the ultimate challenge, which takes you to the ultimate level, is the ultimate fight. But what takes you to the ultimate fight and prepares you for that is these little battles. So every time you get these little storms, be grateful for these little storms, because they're not there to stop you. They're there to prepare you and make you better and prepare you for your ultimate destiny if you don't quit. That's why in the Word of God, it says, do not get tired of doing good. Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the right time, you will reap a harvest. You will reap a reward if you do not give up. Come on. Do not grow weary, for at the right time, do not grow weary for doing good, for at the right time, you will reap a harvest. You will reap a reward if you do not give up. The key word is if you do not give up. The key words is if you do not give up. What he's talking about is going through those storms. He's talking about those storms are not there to stop you. They're there to take you to the next level. Praise God, the choice is yours. People's Choice Award. So all the people that you look up to at the top, they got pounded as nails and then they became hammers. They got better instead of bitter. Separate yourself with how you handle the small ones, those adversities, because those large ones, those adversities that you could make it through, dictates the level of success that you're going to be able to have. Okay? Embrace the grind, embrace the process, embrace the principles that we went over. And I want to thank you guys for your time as always, but just share this with somebody. There has to be somebody you could think of that would need to hear this message. Can you send it? And if you want to pull up that song yourself and you don't feel like Shazamming it, it's just called Can You Stand the Rain? I believe by New Edition. Can You Stand the Rain? Go ahead, bang that in your car one time for the people. We won't tell anybody, like, even if you're a hardcore heavy metal fan, even if you ain't, like, even if you rock and roll, even if you're a big country, even if you're a gangster rap person, like, we're not going to tell you. Nobody's going to tell on you. Just do it by yourself one time. Go ahead, turn it on in the car. Listen to it one time. And remind yourself to get through the rain. But share this with somebody out there that we can help, that we can impact. And we're so grateful. Thanks as always. Thank you for your time, for tuning in the Grindcast Studios. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day.